Good afternoon, Oracle Support. Lisa Peegan.
Yeah, this is Doug McDaniel.
Hi.
It didn't work.
What?
Yeah, it's still showing me locked out. It's showing my password or username's not right.
Okay. Let me take a look. It's showing. And you're using the same password that you use for Office 365, portal.office.com, all that good stuff.
Yeah, he told me to change the, like, even the last number, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm getting ITT, but I can't, it won't work with the workforce.
And you've gone into portal.office.com and logged in there, okay?
Yeah, I pulled up all the emails they sent me today, verifying everything was locked on their side.
Well, that's very strange. What is wrong here? Let me check with someone online here.
But you're supposed to have a capital letter at first, right?
There's four different criteria you need to use. Actually, there's four different types, and you only need to use three of them. So if you have a large capital letter, small letter, number, symbol, like any combination of any three of those. So you can just have capital, small numbers, that's fine. You don't have to have the symbol in there.
Okay. Well, I had the large capital letter at the front and the numbers was at the back and let small letters in the middle.
Can I try logging in as you, if it'll let me?
You got my password?
I will need it in a moment. Let me just see. So, D. McDaniel. BadgerInc.com. Okay, password.
Okay, it's capital P, UNKINBUD 04. Pumpkinbud 04.
Pumpkinbud 04. And just the P is capitalized, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my grandson.
Oh, is it? Aw.
Yeah, I'll call him Pumpkin.
That's cute. I could log into you no problem. So, what? There's something on your end that's not going in right because I got in no problem. So the good thing about that is I don't have to reset your password.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Because
I
know.
So I need to pull up a new tab on that. Just hit new tab and try.
Yeah, have you maybe shut down what you've got? Because maybe it's trying to load an old password that you had before or something strange.
Oh okay.
Let's try that. Let's close it down and then kind of start from scratch.
Alrighty.
Oops, I was going to put your password into my login. That's not working. I'm attached to Pumpkin Bud now.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, he's 16 years old this year and they're driving.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Was not ready for that, no. Him and my oldest granddaughter's driving this year.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for any of that.
Okay, I'm logged in as myself. Good. I know who I am now. That's good. Yeah, and it's gone back to zero failed logins because I got you in there properly. So
okay.
We just need to get you to be able to get you in there properly.
Yeah. I've been trying.
It can be challenging, and then it'll go and it'll be fine for a long time, and then you'll...
See, I hadn't had any issues all this time. I think when we first swapped over, we was trying to get me all set up on this, and it never really worked. And then my boss and my youngest son, he works with me, so he's kind of my tech stuff.
That's good.
It figured up, and I haven't had any problem, and Friday I went, clocked in, you know, punched everything in like I needed. Mm-hmm. And then I went to pull up my timesheet this weekend, check it over, and get ready to send it in today. And it's nothing. I couldn't use the new password. It had the Badger logo at the top, you know, saying you need to sign in this, this, and this. And it had all the failed and mm-hmm. errors. And
You're using your phone right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. My computer that I have is messed up, so my daughter and my son usually help me on there.
I see. Okay, so you're not talking to me on the same phone, though, are you?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. So we can't actually work on it while you're talking on the phone.
I haven't figured out how to do that one yet. I usually can't get all that to swap over without it hanging up on the people.
Well, I won't take it personally if that happens.
Okay.
Let me just see. When I'm on the phone. Okay, so you know at the bottom, you've got an Android, so you've got the bottom where you've got the three vertical lines, and then you've got kind of a squared off O.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the, I guess it would be less than sign, the arrow that points to the left.
Yeah.
You should be able to hit that O, and it should take you back to your home screen, and then you should be able to go into anything else you want, including your login.
Okay. You still with me?
I am.
Okay. Pulled up Workforce. Shows D. McDaniel, BadgerInc.com, and says password and login. You want me to try that?
Yeah. So are you, you're not using an app, correct? You're just using a browser, internet browser, like a Google or something, Google Chrome?
Yeah, the Google Chrome
yeah,
app.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. We'll try that. Says login failed, check password and or user ID.
Okay, so you are doing something strangely wrong. What are you doing?
Well, I hit my capital letter to put my P in first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes back, it drops it back to the small. I punch in pumpkin bud. And 04.
Let me go to mine. Okay, I'm going to go to Chrome.
But it's still showing right below where it says login failed, a little key.
Oh, dear. I need a new tab. Okay, let's try a new tab. Let's go into, if I go into, that site can't be reached. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it won't let me do anything.
Just wondering if you go to type something in. So it when you go to type your password, it's not automatically capitalizing. I'm just wondering if you're taking the capital out when you're hitting that.
I don't know.
And you're dmcdaniel@badgerinc.com.
Yeah. It shows a capital P.
Okay.
All the other letters back to small.
I'm just going to look at your account again. I bet you it's showing some failed logins again. Yep. Oh, Lordy. I'm not sure what to do when I can't see what you're doing. It's hard to do it.
Well, I'm looking up as it types in because, you know, I'll leave the letter there long enough for you to make sure you have it right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing everything's going in right.
Okay. And are you using the single sign-on? Is there a single sign-on button for Workforce?
There's two.
Okay. So what are you seeing?
I've got a gray circle with a W in it, and then I've got the little, a circle over a half arc, half circle. That's green. You want me to try the gray button?
Just trying to, so when I hit it, it just comes up and it wants the login, which is dmcdaniel@badgering.com. Easy enough. Your password is pumpkin bud. What were the letters, the numbers?
It's 04.
04?
Yeah.
Because he was born in 04. That makes sense.
No, he was born in 03, actually.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, but that's the one we had set up Friday, and it wasn't working, so they told me to change that last one.
And pumpkin, P is the only capital.
Yeah.
Pumpkin, bud, O4.
Yes.
I can't see mine at all. See, it's failing for me now, too. Maybe it's already gone to, maybe it's already locked. Maybe that's the problem. Let me go back up. Go in as myself.
Yeah, the one says workforce under it, another one says WTNA.
Workforce time and attendance.
Yeah.
So, Workforce TNA is maybe the one you need.
That's the one I've been using.
Okay.
Like I said, it usually pulls straight up to the timesheets and stuff, and I hit my start time on site, you know, and stuff like that.
Now, are you currently logged into portal.office.com? Maybe we should do that first.
Do what?
Go to portal.office.com, because sometimes when you go into there first and you log in successfully, then it knows you're logged in, and then when you go into the other programs that are linked, it will put you in automatically. So let's try that.
Okay. See, it shows the workforce login issue for me for today at 3:07 today. I can pull up all the IT desk stuff they've sent me today.
Oh, is that in your emails, you mean?
What?
That's in your email, so you're able to get in there, and in the top right corner, you can see your initials?
I don't see anything in the top right corner.
It should be just a circle.
I've got
a circle with your initials.
There's a little circle there. It says outlookoffice.com. It's got a circle at the, over by it. And then below that's a little three bars on the side with inbox, a little magnifying glass, and then a plus sign and three little bars, three little checks by them. But I don't see my initials for nothing.
Wow, I can't sign you now either. Let me see. Oh man, the silly program sometimes. I think we're going to have to call Rollback.
Do I?
The IT guy.
Yeah.
Let me check.
I was talking to Rule Peters.
Yeah. He's actually really good. I like him. D. McDaniel. McDaniel, correct? Your name? McDaniel.
Yeah, McDaniel.
Okay, there's no S on the end. Douglas is your name.
Do I?
Okay, so. What is, it's Pumpkin Bud, O4, enter. No. Will not let me in. Oh man, I'm going to have to call him back. Because I'm not, it's not connecting. Why isn't it connecting? I can see your name there. And it was okay, and now it's not.
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing.
Yeah, I'm kind of at a loss myself. Let me check with Carolyn. Oh, Carolyn looks like she's busy. I might not be able to get.
Let's see, if I go to the screen for a hit on task or Outlook, it has a little DM in the corner on the black line there. It's got like Office 365.
Yeah. So that means you're logged in.
Yeah. Then I hit Outlook or calendar, to do, or people, task. pulling up Task or Outlook shows all the emails I've gotten from IT today and in the past.
Mm-hmm. All the fun that you're missing. It's not looking at it every day.
Yeah, pretty much, probably. Yeah, I didn't know that was on there or how to use it, I guess.
Yeah, they don't bother telling people. I think it's just one extra thing that they, you know, don't want to bother you with. But it's got some interesting stuff in there if you want to go look.
Yeah, I was reading some of the emails earlier.
Okay, I just sent a message to Carolyn. She's the person who works full-time in workforce, so she might have a suggestion. But okay. I've been doing this long enough that I should not be having this problem, but I am. Let me try closing the browser.
Okay.
Open the browser. I'm going to clear my cache while I'm here too. Clear browsing data. Yes. Clear data. Because sometimes you just hit so many buttons and it gets upset with you.
Yeah. Now my son-in-law helped me at work, and my daughter's been helping me with my unemployment claims. I got a computer that works. They hate working with me.
Yeah, there's no patience, right?
Nope.
Young people have no patience for us oldies.
Yeah, and I'm technically challenged on stuff.
Well, I don't know what I don't know, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at picking stuff up, but not always.
Well, if I don't use it all the time, like every day and all day, it slips. I kind of keep up to it a little point, but it's like making up the tickets and all. My son likes to do them because he don't want me messing it up.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'll do some of the paperwork like the JSAs and stuff, but he'll do the tickets and all because he don't want me messing up.
You know what? I think I figured it out. I was spelling pumpkin, P-U-M.
Yeah.
And it's P-U, your password's P-U-N.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my problem.
See, it wouldn't let me in even doing that.
And then I remembered when you told me your password, I'm like, I think you said N. So then I tried it again, and sure enough, you are okay. So I can log you in. And let me just try this too. Portal.office.com.
Now all this time it's been popping up great, and then this weekend it showed all this other stuff and I couldn't even pull up work this timesheet or nothing.
Okay, so yeah, I've got you in. So if you're looking at, are you looking at the portal.office.com screen, the Office 365?
Yeah, right now I am.
So you know that black bar where it says, has the Badger sign, Office 365? If you go all the way over to the right, there should be a blue circle with your initials in white.
Okay, do I need to go to the workforce one to do that?
No. It should be on the screen. I just want to make sure that you're seeing the same thing I am.
I've got a black bar, and in the left-hand corner, it's got a little square with a bunch of dots, you know, like, is there 9 dots? It says Office 365. I got a little bell, and then a little gear cog, a question mark, and my initials. And that's all I got on that bar.
Had myself on mute there for a second. That's fun.
And then down below it shows good afternoon and like task, people, to do, calendar, outlook.
And I can log in as you, no problem.
You want me to go back to the workforce screen and try it?
Yep.
Okay.
Because I will have reset it now after using mine.
And then punch in the password the same way?
Yep. Read it out when you're doing it.
PUNKINBUD04. And I got a login field, check password or user ID.
So what is your error again? I'm going to type it to her.
Do what?
Can you read your error to me slowly? I'm going to type it.
It says login failed. Check password and or user ID.
Password and or?
Yeah.
And or login
user.
ID. User ID?
Yeah, it says user.
Okay. She's just asking what your mirror is.
Yeah. And the little on-off button that says keep me logged in in the on position, so.
Yeah, that's usually not a problem. So I've only got one failed login now. That's good. Because that's, I reset it, and then you had the one failed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been logging into field services, or do you just let your son do that?
I usually do all my field service stuff.
Okay.
You
let's
like
find
that?
Out. Let's check what URL you're using. We haven't checked that yet. So what's the address that you're using for workforce? What does it say up in that in the address bar?
For me, or it says badger.wfsaas.ca/work, and it shows a lock on it.
So there's a lock at the beginning, and it says .badger.wfsaas.ca/workforce.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've got a couple of people chatting at me about this. You're not using the one that said mobile.do, are you?
Says what?
So there's an address. Your whole address didn't actually show up when you were reading it out. So let's maybe click on it behind where it says workforce. See if you can double click on it and then click again and take the, because I think it says user management or something like that, .do. And I'm going to give you some other letters to type in there and see if we can maybe get you.
It pulled up search or type web address.
Yeah, so if you just tap on it again, it'll put the address that you had typed in back in there, kind of thing. If you, well, maybe not, maybe it took it out. Let me just check.
Okay.
Let me check. URL for logging in. We can just type it from scratch. That's fine, too. Just as a little more typing is all. So you're going to type, if it's blank right now, we're going to type HTTPS.
HTTPS. TS or PF?
PS, as in Papa.
PS.
Sierra. And then a colon.
Okay, let me find that. That's the line with the dot at the bottom?
No, it's two dots on top of each other.
Okay. Got that.
Okay, and then two forward, back, forward slashes.
Two forward slashes?
Yeah, I think that's what they call it, the forward slash where it
okay.
Starts at the bottom left goes to upper right.
Yeah. Yep. Did that pop up currently at yahoo.com?
No, you're going to keep typing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's saved because you've typed it before. So we'll just keep typing. So two of those forward slashes.
Just a minute, my screen went funky on me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I got my HTTPS colon two slashes.
Then you type Badger.
Badger?
Yep. Dot.
Oh. Dot?
Yep. I'll read out the call number, the call names. It's Whiskey, Foxtrot, Sierra, Alpha Sierra.
WBS.
Whiskey, Foxtrot, Sierra, Alpha, Sierra.
Okay. WBSAASN?
I keep hearing you say WB. It's WF.
WF, okay.
Foxtrot.
Okay, WFAA.
SAAS.
Okay, I got W F A A S.
Between the F and the A is another S.
Okay. F A F A S. Right?
Badger dot W F S A A S.
Oh. There's an S. I forgot that one.
Okay.
Okay.
I knew it didn't sound right, so.
Yeah. So WFSAFAS.
I think you've got too many Fs in there.
No, I just need one.
Yep. WFSAAS.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is really hard to do over the phone.
Okay, WFSAAS.
Yes, that is correct. .ca.
Dot what?
Dot C-A.
Okay. C-A.
Another slash.
Okay.
Workforce.
Workforce.
/SSO.
SSO.
.do.
Okay.
Let's try going in there.
Got the SSO authentication platform.
What does it say?
It's showing like a SSO authentication platform.
Okay. That should be okay.
It says single sign-on, manage your customers, contact us, JSON web token handbook. Time and attendance software.
Yeah, it's not sounding quite right. I don't think it's not necessarily wrong, but it's not what I was wanting to hear.
I was pulling up all the different ones underneath.
Oh, I see. No, you just go into the address that you put in. You don't have to select one that what comes up because we know the address. You just go right. You just hit enter.
Okay. It's not showing me an enter.
What is, hang on. I was going to look up your phone number, but I got kicked out of my thing. If I hang up on you by accident, I apologize. For some reason, my system's not working very good today. And right now, it locked me out. What's your phone number that you're calling on right now?
405-714-2011.
2211?
20.
201-2011.
Yeah.
2011. Okay. Now I think I need to put a 1 at the beginning of that because you're going to be long distance. 1-405-714-2011.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with text messages?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text of that address. And if you're already logged into portal.office.com, it should be pretty easy. Should be. Let me see who else have I sent that to recently that I can copy from.
Okay, I think my year old up there messed up.